Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon, and I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. It's always a delight for me to be here with you. And today, I have a topic lined up for you that I think is really important, one that I think that you, if you're not aware of, you should be. And so we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, I just want to say thank you to all of my faithful listeners, those of you who have been with me since day one. I want to say thank you so much. I value your loyalty. And I'm just so appreciative for you. And I extend virtual hugs to all of you. I just love, 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 love all of you. For those who may be new to the show, welcome. This is a platform where we discuss mostly business topics as it relates to leadership development, social media, advertising, industry trends, media buying, internet, music, entertainment. Oh, we talk about a lot of things, but we also talk about relationships on this show because I do believe that we are relational. We need to know how to get along with people. We need to know the different types of personalities so that we know how to interact, what their strengths, what their weaknesses are, so that we can be smart about how to deal with people, you know, and not act like we've been under a rock for years and years and years and years and years. Yeah, we need to know how to get along with people, how to be nice to people, how to respect people's space. We need to understand boundaries. We need to understand everyone is created equal. No one's better than the other. Sometimes these are lessons that parents just don't teach their kids, or they forget to teach them, or they don't know them themselves, and sometimes it causes a world of problems, not only for businesses, managers, for staff, but for the community as a whole. So, yes, we talk about those things here on the show. And once again, I'm just delighted that you decided to join me today. And we are going to be talking about digital assets today. Are your digital assets protected? It's a question that you need to have an answer to. And when we come back, we're going to dive right in. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
We'll make you shine. You need the
quick
word about the website. Guys, my website is absolutely adorable. I love it. I love it. I love it. I absolutely agree with Christy. Mr. Gabe Wood will just make your dreams come true. So thanks a lot.
Let me say a word about Robert Gatewood. This guy is an absolute visionary. Tremendous, tremendous acumen and insight into marketing. Anybody listening, when the information goes out on how to get in touch with Robert Gatewood, you want to get with him, and he'll make a difference to your business.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This is Sharon. Today we're discussing digital assets and why it's important for you to know if you have any. But before we get into that, I want to give you the word for the day. The word for the day or for the week. And that word is estate. Estate. You have probably heard this word in financial planning, and if you've done any financial planning for yourself or your family, you've probably heard the word estate. And an estate is everything that comprises the net worth of an individual. It includes land, real estate, possessions, financial securities, cash, and any other assets that an individual may own or may have a controlling interest in. So an estate, and that is part of what we will be talking about today when it comes to digital assets. Are your digital assets protected? And when it comes to estate planning, and this is something that's really important, is conversations that, of course, I have had not only with my family but with clients, and sitting down, really going through their assets and determining their estate. So when it comes to estate planning, you probably think of, you know, who you're going to leave your cars to, your home, money in your account, or rental properties. You probably think of those things. But there's a new kid on the block as well now, digital assets. And sometimes we really don't think about digital assets being part of an estate, whether it's your estate, whether it's your children's estate, your parents' estate. We really don't think about digital assets being part of your estate. But digital assets can form an integral part of the process for estate planning. So when you think about the exchange of documents or money, and when you think about how they have been digitized over the last several years, it's something that you really have to give consideration to. And most of us now perform quite a few of our transactions online. You know, we have a lot of data online. And when you think of social media and what that means, and all the information that is exchanged via social media. So when you think about digital assets, I'm sure a question probably comes to mind. Well, what are digital assets? What are digital assets? And because our world and our lives are now in this digital realm, it's very important to know what those digital assets are, especially to those who may be managers, maybe you own have intellectual property, or maybe you have a blog or online programs. This is very important for you. And even if you don't, if you participate in any way online, this is important to you. So let's talk a little bit then about what are digital assets? What are some examples of digital assets? Well, one example is your social media accounts. And you're probably saying, oh, that's not really all that important to me. But typically, social media accounts have, oh, so much information. There's a lot of history, a lot of pictures, things that mean something to you personally, and it may also mean something to your family personally. And if anything, God forbid, happens to you or your family, sometimes people go to those social media accounts because they want to reshare or go through the memories of those accounts, the pictures, you know, the quotes. Sometimes it can give you a snapshot into what was going on in that person's life at any given time. And those pictures and quotes and moments and vacations become very important. It becomes very personal and private. You want it to be private. So that's one example of digital assets, social media accounts. Another one is personal photos that you may have stored online. Again, with the clouds, and now people are storing things to the cloud, and they want to make sure that if something happened to their phones or to their computers, they're still able to access those important records and pictures. Online banking, investment accounts. You probably have investment accounts online. You may even have an account with your financial planner or your office where your records are actually stored in a vault that keeps up with your digital records. It's put into a vault online. So those are important records. And what about virtual currencies, credit card rewards? Sometimes credit card rewards can really add up, and other rewards with other companies that you may have. Sometimes they're monetary rewards. Sometimes those things really add up, and they are very valuable. Also, if you have a website or a blog that generates income, and you've put a lot of investment, you put a lot of time and money into putting content on that website or those blogs for the purpose of it generating income, or maybe you have a YouTube channel that's really generating income, or you're trying to build it so that it does. Those are very important items that should be a part of your estate planning. If you have develop videos, or you've written songs or poetry and it's online, or you have email accounts. Email accounts are also digital resources properties. Maybe you have copyrights or trademarks that are digitized. These are examples of digital assets that you may own, or that your loved ones may own, and these are things that you need to take into consideration when it comes to estate planning. And when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk about how do you go about protecting those things, those digital assets. What's so important about it? When we come back right here, this is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app, and I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app. Tenaboy Radio or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about digital assets. Are your digital assets protected? And the word for today, the word for the week, is estate. We talked about estate and the fact that digital assets need to be part of your estate planning. And if you are currently doing estate planning or you need to do estate planning, if you haven't done estate planning within the last year or two, this is probably a great time to look at doing that. And as we mentioned before, we went through a list of some examples of digital assets that you may or may not have. And as you could see from the list, digital assets may or may not have a tangible financial value. So you may be wondering, well, why does it need to be part of your estate planning? Well, it's because having a plan for these assets makes it easier, so much easier for your loved ones to retrieve those assets, not only retrieve them, but to secure them if anything were to happen to you. And one of the main things that's so important, and I cannot tell you how important this is, and I've seen it firsthand with people that I know who had loved ones that passed away, not only people that I know but clients. Family didn't know, not only did they know passwords, but they didn't even know where their records were. And it made it so much more difficult to take care of the matters of their estate. So it's really, really simple. One of the reasons that you need to be aware of your digital assets, and not only be aware of them, but have a plan for what to do with them, just like with your home, with your car, is so that your family doesn't have to go through the added stress of trying to figure things out. And trust me, there may be times when they need to know the password to your computer so that they can get in and try to find some information that they really need. Or not only that, but your digital accounts, the accounts that you manage online, how would they get access to those and be able to set up those? Because what will happen typically is if they cannot get access to that information, if you have not made them executor over your digital assets, they won't be able to have immediate access to those things. Of course, you all know about probate, you know about court. You may or may not know how that works, but that can be a very long and tedious process if you have not planned. So there are benefits to planning for your online digital assets. And believe it or not, it really is a new concept. In fact, most people don't think about protecting their digital assets or including their digital assets in their estate planning. So if you haven't thought about it, it's okay. That's why I'm here, to share information with you, because I want you to be smart. I want you to know about the things that are out there that you need to protect. And the next thing we have to talk about is, well, how do you go about doing that? How do you go about planning digital assets, and who do you talk to about those kinds of things? Well, no worries. We're getting ready to talk about that right now. One of the best ways to prepare yourself for protecting your digital assets is to actually have a written game plan. Not just for you, but for your loved ones, those who will have to settle things when you're no longer here. And as you may or may not know, there are state and federal laws that if you try to access someone's private data without their permission, it is considered a crime. Yeah, so state and federal laws do come into play when you're trying to access information that you don't have the right to access. So that's why it's important to make sure that you have a written plan, that you not only include executors and executrix for your more tangible estate, like your homes or your cars, but also your digital accounts, your social media accounts. Go ahead and make sure you include that. Maybe you have someone specifically in mind that you would like to be the executor or executrix for your digital assets. You need to go ahead and include that. And if this is something that you're looking to do or that you're wanting to do, you want to make sure that you take a look at your state laws and how that governs that. Or you can just speak to your estate attorney or your financial planner, who can really help you to carefully take an inventory of your digital assets. Or you can start that on your own. I wrote a guide that includes the different things that you need to consider when you are planning your estate. And, you know, the reason that I did that, and it took me a while to compile it to get that ready, is because I actually, when I worked in the notary industry, there were so many things that people would forget, they wouldn't think about. And so I wrote this guide to try to help people to navigate through that before the unexpected took place. And I found it to be, and still find it to be, very helpful. And if you don't have access to a document like that, you know, just send me a note. I'll be more than happy to show it to you how you can get access to it. You can just send me a note, Sharon at enjoylifeinc.com. Just reach out to me there, or if you want to call in, just call in. I'm more than happy to give you how to get that resource, but it really is a valuable resource, and so it helps you to go ahead and take an inventory of not just your digital assets, but other things as well. Decide how you want to manage those assets. So for each digital asset, for instance, if you have a Facebook account, that's a digital asset. If you have a YouTube account, if you have a website that's monetized, you need to specifically decide how you want those assets to be managed. You may have rewards on your credit card or frequent flyer rewards. You may have a timeshare that you have access to. Maybe you receiving rewards there. There's so many places that you can receive rewards. Maybe they have accumulated, and maybe you forgot about them. Those are things that you need to write down and include in your inventory. And deciding not just how you want them managed, but who you would like to manage your digital assets. Who do you think will be able to do that? And when you take the time to do it now, it allows you to just clearly write out or clearly state who is going to do what as it relates to your digital assets. Put it in writing. Please put your things in writing. And granted, we may not be able to think of everything, but if you start the process of just thinking about your digital assets and putting them in writing, that is a great start. And try to be as specific as possible as it relates to what you want. One of the hardest things for a family to do is to make decisions immediately after the loss of a loved one. You know, decisions like where will services, what type of service, what do we want to do? So if that's hard, you can imagine that on top of that, having to figure out all the other things and assets and as part of the estate that were not accounted for, and then trying to access those things and not being able to because permission wasn't granted. So this doesn't have to be complicated, but I promise you, if you take the time to do this very loving act for the ones you care about, oh, it can eliminate so many problems and headaches and arguments for your loved ones later on down the road. It really can. And when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share some final words with you regarding your digital assets. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited about sharing this topic with you because, again, this really is a topic that a lot of people aren't really considering or thinking about. And I want you to be smart and do the loving thing for your family by planning to manage your digital assets. Thank you again for joining me. We'll be right back. This is Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Jay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pool.
I'm so glad you decided to join me today. We are talking about digital assets. Are your digital assets protected? It's kind of new on discussing digital assets. It's not something that you've heard a lot about. So if you haven't started thinking about or if you haven't planned for your digital assets, it's okay. You can do it today. You can start working on it today, at least processing and thinking about it. And remember to review your digital estate plan on a regular basis. When you start, if you're going to start today, you're going to start this week, this is something that you need to review on a regular basis, just like you do with your other assets, because you may acquire other assets or other things online as well. And so make sure that you review it regularly. So today we have talked about an estate. What is an estate? We talked about that. We also talked about what are digital assets? What are they? And what do you do with them? How do you protect them? We talked about the various forms of digital assets, and we also shared that they may or may not be tangible assets, but they are important nonetheless, and really taking an inventory of what you have online, because more and more and more, as time goes by, you're going to see more digital activity. People are using their mobile phones more now than ever. More business is taking place online through mobile devices, through laptops, through iPads. There's so much that is being done online now. And because so much is being done online and services that are being conducted online, you need to make sure that you have appointed someone to act as your digital executor, your digital executrix. Yes, and this person will have legal access to all of your online accounts, and they will be able to manage and oversee those accounts and then allocate those digital assets according to your wishes. Otherwise, it could cause for a lot of confusion and a lot of time consumed on something that could have been very easily taken care of with just writing it down. Records that are of a digital nature have become a huge part of our everyday lives. It really has. So not only do you need to make sure that you account for your homes, your cars, your clothes, the contents of your home, but also make sure that you take care of your digital assets as well. You know, my dad told me something years ago when I was starting my business. He said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Surround yourself by people who may be smarter than you are, because you may be able to learn some things. I've learned some things this week, and I hope as a result of you listening to the show today that perhaps there's something that you learned. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful week. This is Sharon.